Mini-episode 1737 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at Sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late-night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to mini-episode 1737 of the FDH Lounge. This is FDH Managing Partner Rick Morris here with our spoiler-free review of the first three seasons of the Hulu comedy Shoresy. Here's our top five things to know about this program. Number five, often referred to as a modern version of Slapshot, Shoresy takes its title character from the environs of Letterkenny and plops him in this spinoff set in Sudbury. The Bulldogs are by far the worst franchise in the four-team Northern Ontario Senior Hockey Organization, or no-show. Shore prevails upon the owner, Natalie, or Nat, to shell out for some ringers. Rising rap star Dolo, the food-obsessed Goody, mellow and witty Hitch, and giant power forward JJ. Nat adds three tough native jail guards, all with the same first name and hence collectively known as the Jims, to serve as the team's muscle. Socially awkward head coach Michael switches roles, putting the pads back on to renewed success, and the worst player on the team, Sanguinette, finds that his intelligence is an asset as the new coach. Nat's sidekicks in the front office, Zeke and Meeg, form a sassy and formidable check on Shore as he asserts his brash personality at every turn. In season one, the team is just trying to meet the bare minimum of success to keep Nat from folding the team. Season 2 sees the Bulldogs trying to attain pure excellence, and Season 3 occurs with the backdrop of the National Senior Tournament taking place in Sudbury, and the Bulldogs trying to capture their ultimate prize. Number 4. Speaking of Shore, the entire series was going to hinge on whether his portrayer, Jared Kiso, could find a way to move him beyond being the one-note, albeit utterly hilarious, character that he was on Letterkenny. Unsurprisingly, Kiso and his creative partner, Jacob Tierney, were more than up to the challenge. In Letterkenny, Shore was a buffoon who bullied lesser teammates and occasionally quote-unquote wheeled their moms. Here we learn the surprisingly poignant reason that Shore is into older women, as the layers are peeled back about his once tough, then triumphant upbringing. Shore's rough edges are still never far from the surface, as he simultaneously brashly and sincerely pursues single mom slash ballbuster sports writer Laura Moore. Kiso is so successful in fleshing out Shore as more than a one-dimensional comic relief character that it's almost hard to remember that he plays an exact opposite character in Letterkenny with the modern-day Gary Cooper character in Wayne. Number 3. Shore's Bulldog team is surrounded by a wealth of other colorful characters. The brassy and profane trio of women that run the league, an endless line of quote-unquote puck bunnies, the endless line of starlets from Quebec that JJ woos, the sour and mouthy waitress Pam, a spoiled brat who is the city's biggest YouTube star, the ball-busting kids whose youth hockey games Shore referees, colorful players from opposing teams, entertaining broadcasters, and the local mob family the Polichettis, among others. Number 2. The cast is not high profile, but it is incredible from Kiso on down. Tierney is joined by fellow Canadian legend Jonathan Torrens to form a hilarious French-language broadcast team for the Bulldogs. Some, but not all, of the standouts include Terry Ryan, Jonathan Diaby, Tazia Tellis, Max Bouffard, and Andrew Antsonen. Number 1. Bottom line, Shoresy is arguably the greatest sports sitcom of all time. It's not necessary to be a hockey fan to enjoy this show, although it certainly doesn't hurt if you are. It's as profane as you would imagine a locker room-oriented show to be, so know that going in if you do watch. But the writing, acting, and action all come together to produce a hilarious and surprisingly soulful show. Let's hope that there are many more seasons to come. Thank you for joining us for this mini-episode of the FDH Lounge.